Hi, Leanne, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Who is this beautiful little girl on your knee?
This is JR.
But she's smiling right on cue. And how old is she?
She'll be 10 months on the 10th.
She's trying to grab the microphone. Yeah, do you like that? Tell us a little bit about your background. Obviously, you fell pregnant. Are you a single parent? What led you to be a part of this organisation where we are now?
Initially, I wasn't a single mum. I had a partner, obviously her dad, up until just after I had her. And then we broke up. That was a couple of weeks after she was born. So
that must have been a particularly difficult time. Anyone who's had a baby knows how hard that is. And then you've got that added pressure to deal with as well.
No one can prepare you for the fact that you're going to be on your own with a little being. You don't know what to do with them. It's all trial and error. So it was a really hard time. On top of that, I had postnatal depression. So that was even worse.
And what are you doing for? Are you working? Are you going to try and get back into work?
Yeah, I'm doing a business management course Mondays and Tuesdays, and in March, hopefully, if I pass the math scores, I'll be going into accountancy. So,
how do you find the time?
I don't. That's why I was a minute late this morning, because I was so tired.
You know, when you think of like a stereotype of a single mum, obviously you're doing amazing things to get back into work and to better your life for both of you. Do you think sort of, you know, when people think, oh, single mum, you get a bit of a hard time, or people have an idea of what that might be?
Yeah, I think there's a big stigma about young single mums. You know, there's that stereotype where they're pregnant, they want a house, and they want to be getting money every week or however often it is. But it's not even like that. Living on your own is hard enough, and then living with a baby and having to manage finances, you know, food on the table for the baby and whatnot. Even for yourself, you have to look after yourself, and it's just financially, it's a big strain, obviously, because it's close to Christmas. I've had to like save each month, just so I can get bits and bobs and I can get a Christmas tree. You know, I never planned this situation, which is why I'm doing my best just to get out of it.
You sound like you're doing a great job. Yeah. Obviously, it'll be your first Christmas.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're saying there as well that you've been sort of trying to save. How is that going?
How is it going? I think it's not about the presents, is it? It's about, you know, how she is and seeing her face with the twinkly lights and stuff like that.
Must put a big pressure on you, though, because you want to give her the best that she can have.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, being a single mum, you're not in that family situation where, you know, you get... I don't get to give her the family situation, which a lot of people have, and a lot of people take for granted. So I feel, in a sense, that I do feel her, that she doesn't have the family situation, especially at Christmas. No one wants to be on their own for Christmas. So I have to be, like, everything for her. So we'll get a chicken or a little turkey, and we'll have a little Christmas dinner. As much as I can afford, I will do, just so she doesn't miss out. Just because I'm in a bad situation, she shouldn't miss out.
Just a little bit of your heart. If you think about Leanne when you buy that one present, that's the little girl you're helping. So please do.
Of drop-off points, go to key103.co.uk/mission. Key 103.